Good day, Studio 360 listeners. This is your host, Kurt Anderson, speaking. We return now to our special program on the cultural developments making 1914 a landmark topsy-turvy year for the popular arts in America. Mr. W.C. Handy of Memphis, Tennessee, has made a name for himself by publishing popular songs of a music called the blues. Blues songs are common in the Deep South, where the lyrics are passed from person to person, generation to generation. They were little known outside that region until recently.
Ever since Miss Susan Johnson lost her jockey lead, there's been much excitement for to be. You can hear her morning, night, and morn.
Now Mr. Handy's Yellow Dog Blues is being played on pianos all over America. We asked our listeners to play or sing their own versions of the song and send a copy to our producers. Today, the songwriter Mark Anthony Thompson, also known by the stage name Chocolate Genius, joins me to discuss the contributions.
Mark Anthony Thompson, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So we challenged our listeners to create their own unique interpretations of this 100-year-old Yellow Dog Blues. There were, among the submissions, some gorgeous, acoustic, rootsy, more obviously bluesy renditions. None of those were your absolute top favorites.
You know, for anybody that submitted and is listening, I know what it's like because I email someone a new song and I don't hear back from them for an hour. I'm heartbroken. So I listened to all these. And my criteria for me was something that forget about the song, forget about the, you know, the dedication to the original intent. I just wanted something that I really like to listen to.
As a piece of music
Exactly, as a piece of music now. And I also gave a little bit more credence to people that I thought really put some effort into the conception of it.
And I understand you had a little bit of trouble picking a winner.
Oh, it was really hard.
This is our first listener challenge in which we've had a tie. So you've made history here.
Maybe it's your first judge that's indecisive is what it actually is.
Mercurial. I'm glad to have you admit your mercurialism. So tell us who the two winners are.
I really like Sir Kelly Pratt.
Now, Kelly Pratt, what did you love about this version, which we're hearing now?
I really liked the production. I liked the drumming, and I liked his voice. I thought it was inventive.
It's like if Radiohead did a blues cover.
You know? Kind of, yes.
By the way, I don't know if this bore any effect in your judging, but Kelly Pratt is a professional musician, has played brass with Arcade Fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't even know this.
I didn't know that.
Has a record out now as Bright Moments on Luwaka Bop.
Wow.
So there you go.
Look at that.
And the other winner.
Westy Reflector.
This is Westy Reflector's version. Let's get Westy Reflector on the line, and you can let him know that he's one of the two winners.
Cool. You know, I never asked you, what did he win?
Glory.
He's going to be overjoyed until we tell him what he won.
Hello?
Hi, is that Westy?
It is.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson.
How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to thank you so much for submitting to this challenge we've done.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, thanks. And it's not why I'm calling, but I was really interested in your name. I assume you were not born Westy Reflector, or am I mistaken?
I was not. I do not come from a long line of reflectors. My real name is Dave Westreich.
And I bet you were called Westy.
I was, because there are a lot of Daves in the world.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I did want to thank you. And also, my friend Mark Anthony Thompson is here, and he has been going through all these submissions and wanted to have a few words with you as well.
You won. You're the winner.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Are you sitting down?
I am sitting down, yes. And that's just wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm honored and humbled, especially given the number of stellar submissions.
I know, right?
I wondered, Westy, are the blues a thing that you listen to, care about, or did this just come out of the blue and say, hey, I'll try this?
playing the blues has always intimidated me. Almost any other musical expression. I mean, you can't fake it unless you've lived it. Unless you've lived it, you can't be true. You can
hold
be
on
merely
a second.
Authentic.
Hold on a second. I'm writing these quotes down, man. You're dropping gems.
Well, there's a difference between truth and authenticity.
So what was your thinking in terms of when you approached this? I know what I liked about it, but what did you have any, did the lyrics inform your choices, your selections at all?
You know, no one in the story is in a fixed place.
Right.
So whether it's a physical, Easy Rider is not in a physically fixed place. And Susan Johnson is not in a mentally fixed place. Nobody seems to be fixed in time or in space in the song.
Well, see, I love that you gave it that much thought because it really, maybe that's why it just appealed to me on so many levels. And it just was, you know, my choice, like almost from the first time I heard it. And I thought other submissions might shake you out of there, but it stayed with me. And
cool.
I like that you gave it that much thought and that approach.
It's been fantastic talking to you. And thanks so much for doing one of the winning songs out of the dozens we got.
Yeah, it was a great version. Thank you for that.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Mark Anthony Thompson, thank you so much.
Ah, my pleasure, Kurt.
Mark Anthony Thompson is also the singer-songwriter known as Chocolate Genius. There's a playlist of all of Mark's top 10 picks at studio360.org, where, in fact, you can listen to every submission we got.